This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
So, some scientists think they've designed the technology that will let you travel up to 1,000 miles an hour in just 60 seconds. It's called Hyper Chariot, and it would let you get from London to a place like Edinburgh in Scotland that would take about 7 hours in car in just 8 minutes. And we've got the co-founders, Joanna and Nick Garzilli, on the phone to tell us more. Hello, guys.
Hello, great to be with you, Dan.
Hello.
Perfect. So, go on, tell us more about Hyper Chariot. How does it actually work?
Yeah, so Hyper Chariot is a car-sized vehicle. It carries 1 to 6 people, 3 pallets of cargo, up to 800 pounds. And it essentially is very much like a car motorway network. So you have many of these little vehicles going through this network at the same time, and you're in control. So if you want to get off and take a little break, go to the bathroom, you tell the computer to get off, and you get off. And you can have you could hit a lot of small towns, and there'll be off-ramps, kind of like a motorway. So it's different than a train. It's different than a bus. It's fully automated. It's super energy efficient. It's cheap to build compared to what we're building now. It can all be privately funded and very profitable.
And how does it actually work? Like, in a as simple as you can, because I'm not the smartest of people, tell me the science behind it, if you can.
Okay, so we're taking, essentially, it's magnetic levitation in a network of vacuum tubes. And then you accelerate the vehicles with electric linear motors, just like you have in amusement rides today. So you've seen those movies with space, like The Martian, where they have to go through airlocks. Well, your vehicle, you get in, you go into the, you slide into the pressurized vehicle, the ends close, so now you're pressurized, and then you get slid into a into the network through an airlock. So the door opens to the network, the vehicle goes into the fully evacuated network. And then you accelerate, and then you merge into the traffic, and you go as far as you want to go until you get to your final destination or decide to change your route mid-route.
So where are the tunnels going to be?
Well, in the UK, what we would do is we would start off, for example, doing a London to Oxford, or going, say, from London to Milton Keynes, or Manchester to Sheffield. And eventually then, of course, as we would look at building London to Edinburgh, would be for the backbone of the UK.
So what happens if I'm on the Hyper Chariot, if the car in front of me wants to stop, but I don't, and I'm going at like 1,000 miles an hour?
Yeah, so think of it like there's the fast lane, and then there are interchange sections where the vehicles get out of the fast lane and go into the on or the go into the off ramp. So there is no stopping in the middle of the tube and plugging the whole thing up. The vehicles will so at one point the tube gets wider, so the vehicles can then move over and then go down the tube that takes you out of the fast lane. So there is no clogging up the tube. It's the vehicle merges, speeds up, merges into the traffic, and when you get off, it merges out of the traffic and slows down, if that makes sense.
Say, for instance, the ultimate goal, when we've got the one that goes from London to Edinburgh, if halfway on my journey towards Edinburgh, I decide I want to get off at, I don't know, Manchester, surely it's such a short amount of time. How can Hyper Chariot cope with making that decision that means I've got to change lanes to get off?
Yeah, you know, with the 4,000 mile per hour route, there's an on and off ramp is each 100 miles. So that might be the London to Edinburgh might be a nonstop. There is no changing. But if you wanted to go to Manchester, that's where you would then take the different, like the above ground, slower speeds. They were like 200 to 500 miles per hour. See, to back up a step, the goal here is to build systems around the world that all use the same diameter tube and the maglev switching. So if we build systems that are 200 to, say, 500 miles around above ground everywhere, everything can be networked at a much higher speed later. So the UK would first have slower speed systems, and then, say, by the year 2035, we could tie it all together where you could just shoot up right to the top of England And then if you wanted to stop somewhere in between, you just wouldn't be taking the 4,000 mile per hour route. You'd be taking the 500-600 mile an hour route.
And I suppose if it's only going to take me 8 minutes to get up there, I don't mind taking a reverse journey.
Yeah,
exactly.
Joanna, who first came up with this idea? Because it's a huge project. You're thinking way in the future here. How did you first come up with this plan?
Well, the idea of going fast in a tube goes back over 100 years old. Jules Verne, the famous sci-fi novelist, used to write about it. The first patents were issued in the 40s, and I can show you a front page article from 1972, the LA Times. It says New York to LA in 30 minutes. The inventor of this technology, his name is Darrell Oster, and he first conceived of the idea in the 80s, and it became a life obsession of his in the 90s until he created a consortium called the ET3 Consortium, and the first patent was issued in 1999. Since then, we now have over 25 patents in our portfolio and many more pending.
What's brilliant is right now I'm currently ploughing my way through Douglas Adams's The Hitchhiker's Guide to a Galaxy.
I used to love that.
So it's very kind of on point with the sci-fi stuff I'm reading right now, and I've got loads going through my mind. Tell me if you can what I'm likely to be seeing when I'm making the journey, because if it's travelling that fast, you know, faster than the speed of sound, what's it happening in front of my eyes?
Yes, So essentially, we are going to, well, when you travel inside the capsule, there's no windows in there. And that's where the virtual reality experience comes in. That's where we need to create augmented reality inside the tube. And so we will be able to do amazing things with the windows, where we can have different scenery, right? Where someone can get into their capsule, sit in their chair, and decide what type of mood that they want to have. It's going to be very experiential.
I don't want to bog us down with boring old safety, but is travelling at such an excessive speed actually safe for a human body?
Yes, it is. I mean, you got to remember that spaceship Earth is circling the sun at over 16,000 miles an hour. Speed is relative. You only feel the difference in speed. You know, an airplane, it speeds up to 550 miles an hour. Then you get up and you're walking around. Like, you're still going 550 miles an hour. You're close to the speed of sound. So you just have to make sure that you don't accelerate people too much. And the turns aren't too sharp. So we always keep it at 1G of acceleration. A 747, it's about 0.6G. A top-of-the-line Ferrari is probably about 1.4G. Some of the amusement rides that are using the same electric linear motors to accelerate the vehicles, those are having people pull 4.2 Gs. So you're in a reclined kind of F1 seating position, very comfortable seat. When you slow down, you'll actually be able to use your legs to brace yourself a little bit and get some, you know, in an airplane, when you slow down, you're sitting upright. And then, you know, the airplane breaks and your head jerks forward a little bit. But in this, you'll be leaning back and you'll take the G's in your bottom and your legs.
Joanna, I know that you're... are you demoing the new one, the Velocitator, soon? Is that...
So, yes. Yeah, so the plan with that is we're starting off with a virtual reality experience. And we are going to be doing that in Los Angeles. There's a couple of different versions that we're going to be rolling out from in an actual dome, where you can go inside that dome, and also with goggles as well. So those are the two different things we're developing that will come out in around Christmas time 2018. And then we're building the 400 mile per hour attraction, the Velocitator, which will show proof of concept of Hyperchariot. That will come out in 2021. And then also we'll be doing a short track.
Yeah, we expect also next year to have the first full-size capsule on a short track, and we'll be able to show that how the vehicle goes back and forth. You know, it might just be, you know, a little over 60 feet long in length, but we will show that it's, you know, we'll take the air out of the tubes and it'll go back and forth on our maglev, and we want to show that next year as well.
So fingers crossed, if all things go to plan, when am I likely to be able to go in one of these, in a Hyperchariot, from London to Edinburgh?
Around 2030.
Perfect.
I think by 2030, although I can't promise that it's going to be 4,000 miles per hour. It might just be 900 miles per hour to start, And then if it, you know, when it makes sense, we'll do the full connection. Straight shot.
Just under, 900.
You know, tunneling underground.
Just 900 miles an hour. Just 900, eh? It's fine. awesome. Yeah, thank you so much. Cannot wait for 2030 now. Brilliant. Thank you so much for coming on Fun Kids, guys.
Thank you.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.